Okay, we're just going to start. Are you not wearing headphones?
Mm-mm.
All right, then pass them over.
I think it makes me overthink.
Okay.
So I'd rather just be free.
Are we going?
No problem. We are going.
All right.
We're sorry for the chaos, but we have a special guest.
Ooh. And it's a bit chaotic lately, so it falls right in line with our lives right now.
We're going to take it day by day.
Yeah.
But anyway, welcome to the Perimenopause Podcast. I'm Perry.
I'm Lisa.
And we have...
And I'm... Starshine. I'm Izzy.
Starshine.
I don't know, that's my radio name.
Wasn't that one of your like old email?
No, my shimmering, shimmering star.
No,
98.
No, 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 no.
Don't say that
online.
Yes.
Shimmering star.
I deleted most of the videos.
You can't find it.
Some of them are there still. Oh.
Aww.
Don't look for them.
Those need to be out.
I got into college because of those videos.
Anyway, so we have Isabel here with us today as a special guest because we have a special topic and we needed her expertise.
Yeah.
It's because I'm the queer one in the family.
I was going to say,
that's not why.
It's true.
It's.
But that's not bad. That's a good thing.
Listen, we're allies here.
Why does the topic have anything to do with...
Well, it doesn't. I guess it doesn't, but I've...
She can shed light on it in a different way.
Yeah, it's because of being a millennial, not because...
She's Gen Z.
Which is actually better. What we have here are three generations of different people.
That's true.
I'm Gen X.
I think you're Gen... Are you Y?
Oh, Andrew's a baby boomer, right?
Andrew's a baby boomer. After baby boomer comes...
Y.
Oh.
Yeah,
you're Y.
That's me.
You're millennial.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Y.
Perry's millennial.
X. And Uncle Jay is X.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And I'm Gen Z, but I'm... it depends on the controversy that's going on because sometimes I'm a cusper.
I'm a cusper, too.
But no, that's actually technically not true. According to a lot of sites, I'm just plain Gen Z, so... Whatever.
I would consider you Gen Z.
I consider myself Gen Z.
So, but first, before we talk about what we need to talk about, I just wanted to talk to you about how it's been being an aunt.
Ooh.
Because I think that's a nice light way to enter into the conversation.
You know what's funny is I never really thought about it. I never saw myself as an aunt. I wasn't thinking about that because I was too busy thinking that you were going to be a mom. You know what I mean?
Oh, interesting.
So I was too like... That's too crazy that I was never thinking like I'm gonna be an aunt. And then actually Jen, Perry's baby nurse, came out of the car first day she was here and she goes, "Hello, auntie." And I was like, "Oh my God." I was like, "That's so weird."
You have a new title.
Yeah. I never thought about that. Just because the aunts in my life are like in my head, like that's their job. Like,
well, also your aunts were married with their own children.
Right, 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 right.
So, like, you think of an aunt as someone who's already a mother.
Exactly, yeah. So, that's a little strange, but I love it, and I...
How has your time with V been?
I love V. Yeah. I love baby V.
She's cute, right?
I call her VV. I want to sing to her more. I need to bring more instruments around.
We heard from a doctor that it's really important that you, like, talk through everything that is going on. A lot of kids, like during this time while parents have been home from work and they've been doing work from home, a lot of kids aren't getting like the socialization and like talking to that they're like used to. So they were like encouraging people to really speak through the day with your children.
I think that's, we've been doing that a little bit.
Interesting. So another topic popped into my head right now, so we might have to have like a dual conversation because I think just because we're talking generations, what I have to say or what I have to want to talk about might also be interesting while we have Isabel here.
Bring it up?
Okay, so it's funny because last night I was out with my friends from college, and then today I was out with a friend that you guys grew up with, and in both instances, the topic of their children and the age of their children is anything from, let's say, 15 to 25. In both instances, last night at dinner and today at lunch, it came up how sadly and poorly affected these kids were from COVID and that these parents are now seeing what the last couple of years has done to them in terms of socialization, work, personality, feelings, just so many things. And I was kind of listening and thankful that like when COVID hit, you guys were really adults. So even though every person was affected by it, you know, it's not the same as being affected by it when you're 11, 12, 14 years old.
Yeah, no, not at all.
So, and like, we're sort of in a recovery period now. It's actually funny when this was all going on. And like, I know a lot of people that had kids during COVID. And I said to Graham, I'm not having kids in while this is going on, because I don't know like what this is going to do or be, you know? And like, fortunately, we weren't really in that mode. Like, we were basically like trying to get married in that time, which was stressful enough. But it has a real effect on people. I mean, I feel affected by it still. Like, when I go out, I'm like,
I think I have
like lingering effects.
I was talking about this with Emma, actually. I think I have like mild, this is going to sound crazy, but I think I have agoraphobia. Yeah. Like, I genuinely think I'm afraid to go outside now.
See, and for me, I still have that lingering problem of being in like a large group.
Yeah, I can't do it.
I'm fine in a restaurant. I felt very uncomfortable in the theater, I have to say.
Yeah,
I wore my mask when we went to the theater, and then another couple weeks later, and this was just like 2-3 weeks ago, I went to the theater with girlfriends, and I had to put the mask on. And I'm wearing my mask on an airplane, and I feel uncomfortable still in those situations. I presume it'll take a very long time, or I might never get over that. I was just invited to something the other day, like a big gathering. And knowing that I was going to come to see Vienna every day, I was like, I can't go in a jammed up crowd in somebody's house with a lot of people that I know for sure are not vaccinated or don't care about wearing a mask. Like, this group, just, I know that about it. And I was like, I can't do that. I'm very uncomfortable. But yet there are groups and group settings and situations where when I feel comfortable with the people that are there, I'm okay if there's like 30 or 40 people. But when not my crowd, then for some reason I feel very uncomfortable about it still.
I think I was weird because I graduated before, like I had to deal with COVID in school, which thank God. Ugh. But I also like, it was weird for my class of people because
to just come out of it,
graduated in the year and then that's it.
It was just like everything was over.
I think it was very hard for your class that graduated. You're like, off to the world, and then sudden your head was chopped off.
No, that's exactly what happened. I'm kind of grateful, though.
That, right. Hard for you guys, hard for the ones that graduated 4 months or 3 months after it happened. That was probably the worst.
That's probably the worst.
And even still, the ones like Matt, who graduated a year later, because they had to live through all that remote nonsense. What's going on? Lost my experience of college or high school.
Yeah.
It was actually Matt and Jesse. You know, that whole experience was just cut dead in the water.
Yeah.
Those 3 years
was bad.
But now I'm hearing from my friends that even though things somewhat got back to normal, you could go to school, you could have a graduation. Those kids were still in school when that happened,
it's
even though it wasn't their senior year, it wasn't their prom, it wasn't their graduation. But, you know, there are a lot of lingering effects for those kids.
Oh, I think there's going to be effects. The world will never be the same. Nobody will ever be the same.
Well, you don't think now, like starting with Vienna's generation, it's part of society. She won't grow up wearing a mask.
Wait, I want to say this actually, because we were in a place where there was like pediatric therapy going on, because we were there for a separate appointment. And there was a lot of kids in this lobby where we were at doing like pediatric therapy. And the masks are not required anymore, but it's very interesting. The people that were working behind the desks were saying to the parents that had masks on with their children having masks on, oh, like it's not required anymore, whatever. And then seeing a parent say to the kid, okay, do you want to wear your mask? Do you not want to wear your mask? And the kid like deciding whether or not they feel comfortable wearing a mask, like a 4-year-old being like, okay, I'm okay to take it off.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, It's
crazy.
There's always going to be, I think like so many things are going to be different when people are growing up, for better and for worse. I don't know.
Yeah. But I think starting from Vienna's generation now, it will be a little bit better. I mean, I feel bad for those kids that were born just before COVID and then 2-3 years old and they're having to wear a mask and not knowing what's going on, not understanding it. You know, and they were saying having difficulty learning to speak because they couldn't see people's mouths and all of
that
kind
crazy.
Of stuff. You don't think about that, but it's, you know, it's a crazy thing.
Yeah.
So I guess that kind of, I don't know if it really leads into about what we were talking about, but in some way it does, because It's still about the effects of what's going on in the world generationally. I think that's kind of what we're going for here.
Okay.
So I wanted to bring Izzy into it because this started, Perry and I are always trying to come up with topics, and I was talking to my girlfriend Karen, and she was talking about this thing that had gone on a week ago, I guess, with Budweiser. Mm. And
I feel like this has been going on for a little while. Yeah. Have you seen this, Isabel?
Yeah.
Do you know who this person is?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you?
She's a TikTok influencer. She's honestly, it's like, she's very wholesome.
To understand it correctly.
Yeah.
She had 1 year celebration. She came out, and it was her 1 year celebration that she came out. And Budweiser sent her one single can of Budweiser with her face on it.
Yeah.
As a celebration that she
don't know the specifics of it because I didn't.
So this is what my understanding of it. So they sent her one can as a celebration, obviously presuming she's going to hold it up on TikTok.
They paid her. It was an ad for sure.
Whatever.
Yeah.
And they were just celebrating her 1 year anniversary. Like, great. This is like most wholesome all American type company.
Literal
heartland. God knows what, you know, not God knows what, that's the wrong saying. Like, they're just basic America. And I thought that was, first of all, I thought it was weird. Like, what the heck relationship do they have with this person? And that's not really the kind of person that's pushing beer.
Well, it's actually a really smart marketing move because the younger generation they're trying to appeal to all watches her content. And she's like, she's truly the most wholesome, kind-hearted, like, influencer I've ever encountered. Like,
they sent her this gift, and she posted whatever that it was the best gift she got was this thing that was,
which, let's just be clear, like, this is her job to do as an influencer. They paid her to do it.
Yeah, right.
I've worked in the brand space, and like, even if it seems like she is too famous to be promoting something, there was a six pack of beer on her table. Like, that was an ad for sure. Like, 1,000,000%.
Okay. So they're doing their marketing.
They are collaborating with her. They went to her presumably and said, we're going to do this collab. She probably got paid well.
Yeah.
Like, she has over 1 million followers. She probably got
a couple hundred grand.
Yeah. Like, truly.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that. It's a job. It's a business.
It's great. No, it's whatever. Amazing.
So then what happened?
Everyone,
a bunch of people, including Kid Rock and Travis Tritt, started having a fit.
Oh yeah, Kid Rock. It's just
very
funny.
Disappointing to me because, I mean, not that I give a shit about Kid Rock, but I'm just saying, like, that's not a person that I would think would go ballistic over this because he's a Hollywood person. Like, you deal with creative people all the time. I'm sure plenty of the people that he deals with are gay, bisexual, blah, blah, whatever. I mean, I feel like maybe there's some issues going on there, Kid Rock.
No, like, it's true. Because if you're getting that.
You can tell us, Kid Rock. It's okay.
It's okay.
If you're getting that emotionally, like, if you're having that kind of reaction, you're a grown man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Relax.
And
what,
this has nothing to do with you, really.
No, it has.
So anyway, people got very upset, I guess, because this is a wholesome, not that beer is wholesome, but it's an all-American brand.
Right, that's what it was.
And they didn't want it to be promoted by somebody who's...
That is American, now, right? You know?
So that's my question. So I don't understand it. Like...
First of all, who cares?
Wait, but I heard two people got fired.
They're on leave. They're on paid leave.
Which is honestly
from the company.
Messed up.
Right.
Because, and so then they released, basically what I know is they released this statement and it pissed everybody off.
Because the statement said, we didn't realize that this would piss so many people off.
Right. Which then put Dylan in a bad situation because they didn't defend her.
Right.
Because
they should have just stood by her and been like, a beer is for everybody.
Right.
Who cares?
Exactly. Yes.
I agree with that.
So now they've pissed off everybody because initially they got this whole new demographic that doesn't care about beer, finally interested because of this big person, and then everyone was attacking her and people came to her aid that like support her, and she's a giant community. So they got that group of people. Then they released this statement and pissed those people off because they kind of threw her to the wolves.
Right.
By being like, oh, well.
Sorry.
It was clearly a mistake that we did that. So our bad. Yeah. Instead of being like, we made the conscious choice to collaborate with this person who has this fan base and we stand by it. And like you said, like, beer's for everyone. It doesn't matter.
Right. Like, and I think also, like, it's such a bad example because now all these other beer companies and drink companies and blah, 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 and whatever are going to be like, ooh, we're not going to go down that road.
Well, I think I saw, I don't think this was sponsored. I forget who on Drag Race was carrying a bag that was a beer. I feel like it was Bud Light.
Okay.
And
it's this Bud Light incident thing. Was Bud Light.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I forget. Because Alaska, who's a drag queen, had a bag. And then on the new season of Drag Race, a finalist was carrying a beer. Like,
what? Is, what?
Or our company's going to come out and say, F you, Budweiser. We
are.
I think it's going to be both.
And I think some will stay away from it.
This is the thing that gets me with woke culture and all of this nonsense.
Wait, I want to make another statement before we go. It doesn't have anything to even do with beer. Like, I saw a crazy thing, and I don't know if you or you saw this, but did you see that thing with Aubrey Plaza that just came out? Okay, ready? This is crazy, too.
Sorry, I don't pay attention.
This is like... I don't understand culture now. So to combat the whole movement of like alternative milks, Got Milk came back out, like Milk back out with Got Milk, and it's Aubrey Plaza with a glass of milk, and they made this whole ad, this Got Milk ad. She had a mustache, but it was funny. It was like poking fun at alternative milks, and it was her doing like wood milk. And it had like wood chips in it.
Hilarious.
And it was really funny. I actually was like, oh, this is so funny.
It's a Portlandia bit.
Right. Like, whatever. This is so funny. So stupid. So cute. I love the Got Milk ads. I used to actually collect them. I thought that's great. People are literally like, fuck the milk. Like, is why it's so like stupid that they're trying to be so woke about like the.
Okay. Can I just say something
like,
about
this
that
is
word?
So dumb.
Can I say something about that word woke? Guess what? Nobody uses that word who's under 30. So people who think that like woke, that we sit around all day worrying about woke culture, we don't use that word.
It's like, just like, I know it's true.
It's and also, it's comes like you realize like that word is comes.
But how else are we going to be able to describe how?
People are just saying like, they're talking about like liberal young people. Mm-hmm. Like that's what you're saying.
No, like, not exactly.
Using the term woke is. Like, it's honestly making, so like that
it's
term.
Saying young people.
Yeah.
It is young people, but I think some people in my generation or even generation below me use it as a term to say, like, you're going too far.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but I think that's been manipulated. I think that term.
I think
gone
when people
away.
My age use it, it's like a term of exhaustion.
100%. I agree with you. But
that's
I,
a perfect way to
describe it. I think that has gone basically like. Stay woke, like that has come from Black culture. Like that is directly from Black culture. It's like it's the Childish Gambino song.
Yeah.
Like, stay woke.
Yeah. It's like saying cap.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, don't
so
say
it's like it's taking something.
I don't even know what that is.
Cap means like it's like if you say something like that's cap, it's like you're lying.
I learned something new today.
But that's not like I think.
But also don't say that.
Yeah, don't say that. It's not for us to say. But like saying like that term woke has been taken from the Black community and has been turned into something that like demonizes my whole generation and is
that's basic. For sure.
And like, that's every time I hear, like,
and that's not woke.
There's this whole Twitter account called End Wokeness. And it's the funniest Twitter account I've ever seen in my life. And all people do all day is quote tweet it. It's truly the most dramatic Twitter account I've ever seen.
Wait, so my God, Isabel, just your talking right now in those five sentences gave me a headache.
It's just
the whole thing. It's okay. So I have you here, I think we discussed it a little bit a couple weeks ago, but I was reading something that said, you know, your generation is so anti and so, wait, I can't read and speak. It's so anti
that.
And it's so down
so
on
funny.
America
oh,
and it's
so
down on everything from the past generations and everything, like you just think nothing the way it was should, this is the impression.
Okay.
Nothing the way it was should exist. Everything is wrong. Everything needs to be different and changed. That's the impression. I'm being real. That's the impression that we get
from
you guys. And then the article said, you guys are putting yourselves in a depression by feeling that way because this is a great country. There's a lot of great things. And all you do is point out how bad things are, how everything is wrong, how everything has been done wrong and needs to be different. And that's a very big pressure on you to face, which would normally put you in a depression and making you feel bad about the world.
Okay.
So I just want to say that that's a media narrative.
For 100%.
Like, that's 100%, a media narrative.
It's completely. No. You're not in it, so you don't. Because, you no, can't can speak on that.
Can I explain why that's... Well, it's so funny to me
I
to
I can
hear
speak
that.
And say that people my age do feel that way a no, little bit.
I know you guys feel that way, but what I'm telling you is the reason you feel like that is because you've been fed a media narrative about this generation of people.
100%.
Okay, but we've had many discussions where I've only heard you complain about how the way things
are.
So
let me explain. It's not that my generation hates America. We don't hate America. We're trying to show everyone that America
isn't one thing.
Different now.
Like, and it's just like it. America isn't apple pie and tic tac toe and like white families that are nuclear families and school with uniforms and like
heterosexual relationships
and
Jell-O
pudding. Like, it's not. Yeah. And also, like, guess what? Stuff wasn't really that great when it was back.
That's
like that.
The thing. That's the thing.
But a lot of people do think it was great.
Yes. Yes.
And you're allowed to feel
that
way.
And had the opportunities and were considered citizens of the country.
I don't know if you can generalize or speak for everybody.
No,
that's true.
I'm not trying to, but I'm saying it's funny that you say that my generation like thinks everything traditional is wrong, because it's actually, I think one of the main things that I love about my generation is we all really want to know where we come from. Or I'll speak for myself. I think the thing that's like, we are immigrants, like our family are immigrants. And I think me and Lindsay were talking about this. I'm a second generation American. Mm-hmm. That's super rare.
Yeah. At your
age. At my age. And I, like, that is so important to me. That's so much a part of my identity. So, like, that to me is America, is all these different cultures. I think that there's a part of America, middle America, South, like the South.
It's nationalist America is what you mean. What you mean is you don't believe that a nationalist media fed version of America is what America actually is.
I think that
that's just generally the truth.
I think the majority of people that make up this country and have built this country to be what it is are people that have been kept in the shadows and have been at a disadvantage. And I think all my generation wants to do is try as hard as we can to level the playing field. And I think that's why we
but
are
does
so
that
upset.
Have to destroy everything that this country has been built on?
Maybe.
Let me ask
I
you
mean,
this.
Our country's built
let
on
me,
slavery.
Let me ask you this. What
it is.
What
I
has.
I understand that, but that's a moot point, in my opinion, because it was at a time when that was the norm, and you cannot change that. And you cannot tear down this country
because
of it.
We're not saying to change it. We want to embrace our history and be honest about it. And also, America had slaves far past many other countries that stopped having slavery.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing to look back at.
But you can't change it.
We need to look back at it.
I know, but you can't change it.
No. We don't want to change it.
I don't think that that's...
Yeah, some people feel like you want it to be... we want to erase...
No.
Not the history of this country, but you want to erase things that weren't correct and take them out of circulation. And it's basically like... censorship.
You could say the same thing about what DeSantis is doing in schools with books.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yes, but I think it goes both ways, and that was another one of my questions. Like, when you watch television, do you find that Democrat and Republican opinions both equally stink?
Yes, 100%.
Okay. I was curious about that.
Everyone
because I know that
rails.
Like I can't even listen to the news because I get sick from both sides. But I do find a lot of times where people complain about, you know, Republican news and they're like how it comes off, and I understand it. And then on the other hand, sometimes we're listening to like ABC News and Andrew's like, this happened and no one's reporting on it.
Mm. Listen, down with Don Lemon and down with Tucker Carlson. Okay.
Wait, so this is
death to both of them.
I don't think anyone in my generation, like, let me tell you.
I mean, Izzy, this is your arena. How do we fix media? How do we stop this brainwashing?
Clearly I got out of it.
How do we stop
this
brainwashing? How do we get people educated enough to understand that that's what's going on?
Honestly.
Because I'm so attuned to it, and I'm even more so attuned to it because of you. And when I watch, I'm like, whatever I'm watching, I'm like, this is such bullshit.
Yeah,
I watch it and I'm like, I can't even listen to this.
I agree with you. I think it's extremely upsetting. I think you get on Twitter every day and you see what's going on in the news, like with the books and the censorship and that stuff. And I told you, this is kind of a segue, I guess, but I told you when Roe v. Wade was overturned, I was like, and the next thing they're going to do is they're coming for the gays. And that's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And it's so deeply upsetting.
What do you think about all this stuff that's going on with the movement of like
pedophilia with homosexuality is like 10 steps back.
And like the whole movement of like drag queens being like completely
crazy.
Like they're saying that like basically drag queens are pedophiles who are like not trying to read to children. They're trying to like
I was reading some stuff about that. And I forgot which, it was a while ago. What do I think about that? I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, and there's videos of people editing, they're taking drag shows, which like, yes, don't bring your child to a drag show that's not for children. Of course, they're going to be dressed in a crazy outfit, but so are most pop stars today.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other thing. But like, they are taking these videos also, of drag shows.
I'm sorry to put this in there, but like, be a parent.
Right.
There are some things that your children do not have to deal with the complexity of.
Right.
At 9 years old.
Right.
It's enough for them to sort of figure it out, see it, and delve into it when they're
ready. Right, but basically,
You know, middle school age or high school age. But like, you know, I don't know. I guess there's all kinds. Somebody might think it's very funny and it's okay to bring a six-year-old to a drag thing.
No, but so there's some drag shows that are for children where drag queens go and they read books to kids.
Right, right.
And like, that's for them, you know, like, and they're wearing outfits that are appropriate
and it's
for
them
to
like be introduced to like different ways of life,
right.
Different kinds of people, whatever, like this
being
world.
Expressing yourself.
Personally, I don't mean this in the wrong way, but I think it would be very scary.
No, you love them. You have to see. Like it's like meeting a Disney princess. Like they look crazy and they look like it's very
like, it's the same things
as a lot of makeup.
100%. But you can see the videos.
It's not a clown, but it's like a clown. Like no. I feel like I'm just talking about my own personal experience. Like I probably would have had like it would be scary.
It depends. It depends on the drag queen. And I think that I've seen, there's many videos of the drag queens like reading books to children and they love it. They're not thinking about it.
Right.
They don't care.
Right.
Like,
correct.
That's why it's helpful for them to see, like you can express yourself in any way that you want to. Mm-hmm. People are trying to ban drag shows in like, I think like Tennessee. And instead of like banning guns,
it is banned. It is banned in Tennessee.
Yeah,
so
it was banned. And
I'm surprised in Nashville that they would do that.
In Florida, they canceled Pride because of all the legislation that's been passed about trans people and drag queens. Like, how are we going?
I don't understand why this even becomes topic. Like, why do you have to care about this?
Because I feel like without Trump, the Republican extremists like need an enemy to be like, let's get your pitchforks out.
And they picked Disney and drag.
The gay people.
I don't know. I don't have a good explanation for
I
that.
I knew it was, but this is like the generational thing is like,
Between the people that want like apple pie America and the people that don't want apple pie America.
Nothing
that's
to do
I'm
with
saying.
Generations.
Well,
there's people
saying.
Your age that want apple pie America.
That's true. That's very
and
true.
And it has nothing to do with
What's
generations.
What's that college that they are like Mormons? What is that called? BSU or something?
Brigham Young.
Yeah. Those videos are crazy.
I don't know
they
what that is.
They interview the people and they're like, what's the worst curse word you've ever said? And they're like, shoot.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Well, why? That's their culture.
Sure.
I mean, but why is that not okay?
No. That's totally fine. It's,
listen,
you know, when
that's
homophobic,
America too, Isabel.
When they're homophobic, that's when I have a problem.
They have bigger, problems.
They don't know anything.
That's the other thing. Sometimes I feel or I find that, you know, listen, we live in a very liberal North.
Yeah, we're in
state.
A bubble for
it's,
sure.
Right. It's a little bit different and it's a little bit more vocal. But, you know, I have to say that sometimes I find you or your generation a little less accepting or tolerant of the people that don't get your business than you should be.
Okay, wait. Can they be tolerant with, can they be tolerant in a way that isn't gonna make people feel like they're not wanting to stick to like what your generations think it should be? Like, how do you change something?
Right.
How do you change and make things better while also tolerating poor behavior of the past generations?
Exactly.
Right. I think that's going to take a lot of work on your part. When I say you, I mean in general.
I mean specifically only you.
I think here's the thing, Isabel, can you, in the general you, look at somebody who really is, and I'm not going to say political party, it doesn't matter. Somebody who says, listen, I like the traditional way, the family, the, you know, religion, and I like, you know, I just want this country to be what it was 20 years ago or like that. Ugh. And, you
that's
know,
a little tough to swallow, I will say.
Can you be tolerant yes. of somebody who of wants course. That for their life?
Of course I can. It's
without judging them and without saying that's idiotic.
Can I ask you a question, actually? I'm not judging. I don't judge them. If you want to live and be like whatever you want and you want to think of traditional values, like that's totally fine. I think that my generation is a little bit jaded because typically when you say like those things, like that comes with a undertone of like strictness and you
well
can't
it would
be
like listen somebody what if there was somebody your age or in their 30s sure and they would say, listen, in my heart I'm a religious person, I believe in God, and I think marriage is for men and women, it's to procreate.
Honestly, you know what I would say?
You
to
know
that
people like
you
that
know, I do know people I and was you know gonna what say, I would say to
you
these
do
people?
Know people like
unfortunately
that.
I'd say that's totally fine, you can totally believe that. I would urge them to do some research on the translations of the Bible that we have, mm-hmm. who translated the Bible. Mm-hmm. And there are scholars of the Bible out there that have come out and said, like, this was a bad translation. And it's actually not about homosexual relationships. It's about pedophilia, which is where we get the problem with people thinking that all gay people are pedophiles, because the Bible was saying the whole thing, like one man can't lay with another man, that whole thing. And I'm not a scholar on this, obviously, but that whole translation got skewed to push the narrative that the church was trying to mm-hmm. push.
Listen, so it's written by mortal men.
Right. So that's what I'm saying is like, I would say think about your beliefs and what you believe about people.
Yeah.
And
I think the difficulty is if somebody were to say that to you or if somebody were to say that to me as your parent, it makes me feel like they're diminishing you. And you don't want to feel diminished. And I understand that. But then you have to look at it and say they don't want to feel diminished either.
No, for sure. And I'm not saying you can't be religious. I'm also just saying that, like, for me, when someone says that, it seems closed-minded because to me, marriage... sounds so pretentious. Marriage is a construct that we made up. So like, it's a social construct that we made up to exchange goods very, very back in the day.
Correct.
And it became an emotional thing because we are emotional beings. But I think, like, to me, when you're like, well, marriage is just for a man and woman, I'm like, well, we made up marriage. So what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know, like, and that's where...
Well, then they'll go back and say, based in the Torah, based in the Bible.
Well, in the Torah, women and women relationships are actually not written about, so it's totally actually fine. So I'm clear. But it's... religion is a difficult thing. Because, you know, I'm very spiritual. I love Judaism. I'm a practicing Jew. And I think that was tough for me at the beginning when I even came out to myself. Mm-hmm. I like discovered that I had all these self-hating feelings. And I was like, whoa, this is weird because I've been in theater and have my best friends have been gay for my whole life. And then suddenly it was about me. And suddenly I was like, wait, how do these two beliefs that I have go together?
Mm-hmm. Well, do you feel that you made them go together so it could work for you?
No, I genuinely think that the ethics of Judaism would allow me to be with whoever I want. And I also think that marriage is not a, like... it's something that humans made up.
Right.
I think.
Like Valentine's Day.
Exactly. Like everything.
I know. That's a little deep to deal with.
But
on
it's
a,
true.
On a great, I know.
That's
absolutely.
That's when you have those conversations with people. That's when they begin to feel like, oh, you think you're so much better. Because I sound crazy when I say that. And that's my reasoning.
No,
but
it's
like,
just very philosophical. Yeah. Marriage right. is a construct created by us and blah, 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 blah. But
is that woke?
That's what
no.
You don't think that? I think that's woke. Like,
I think
that's
woke.
No, I
think it's just being very philosophical. You know, it's like, what
is wokeness?
You know,
just
we,
philosophy.
I think so. Like, we made money. How did
yes,
we get
exactly.
into this situation?
It's the same thing.
Right. So like, that's all great and wonderful, but we still got to buy groceries.
No.
We
I
still
agree.
Have to have families.
That's true. That's fair. But then you get in, you just get into,
I mean, what would the world be like without marriage?
That's an interesting question.
Probably better.
Okay. No.
Don't think so.
You really? As someone, and I don't want to say this in a mean way, with someone of your experience,
yes.
You think that after all you've been through, actually. You think that we would be worse off without marriage than we are with it?
It's a lot. I think there's many levels to it. I think there would be a lot of chaos, and there would be a lot of...
Not sure if I agree.
Oh, because if you didn't have to have the boundaries of marriage...
But you don't think people would come up with boundaries?
Also,
like, I think boundaries would exist.
What are the boundaries of marriage?
Right, because people break them all the time.
Yes, they do, but they do technically. But you can cheat and still be in your marriage.
That's true.
Healthfully?
Well,
some people, yeah. For some people, no.
Did you ever watch that show, Brave New World?
Dude, I was literally just a thinking it. This is what this concept is.
Yeah.
So basically, there is no such thing as relationships. Like, you're monogamy.
Oh, yeah, I watched it on Peacock. We watched it together.
Yeah,
and the pills, they kept taking the pills to be, look, they had to keep taking pills to be happy.
Okay, it's a bad example.
People do that now with marriage.
That's true.
And without marriage.
It's funny.
Think about a 35-year-old. Single woman or a 40-year-old single man.
Yeah, I know a bunch
of
them.
Most of them are on medication.
Yeah, but it's a good example of saying, like, in that show, when they, like, run off and they have this, like, weekend together, they're like, ooh, it's like, we're married. Like, you wouldn't, if we never had marriage, if our society didn't have marriage, we don't really know how it would be because we would be used to that society. You know what I'm saying?
But so, like, personally, do you think it would be better?
I think it would be exhausting because here's what I think would happen. You would have multiple relationships, you would have children with multiple people, even though that goes on now.
Yeah.
Ask those people how it is. It's bad enough trying to co-parent when you get divorced from one baby daddy. Imagine when you have a couple.
But I don't think that would be the thing. Like, I don't think, I think society would just, like, evolve beyond it.
Mm. It would take generations. It would take generations. And you're blowing my mind. Like, just to think about it, it's very interesting. I think men should be very afraid of that because women would certainly have the power.
Yeah. I was literally
that's
just going to say,
that's
how fun
why,
would that be for
and
us?
And that's why marriage exists,
women down. But that is why marriage was created.
Yeah,
marriage was created by men for men.
We're property.
Yo, we just figured it out.
So
we just cracked the code.
Okay. Break.
We're pausing.
Wait.
Oh no, the chair. Yes, since birth.
Okay. And we're back.
Okay.
Sorry, important phone call break. Plus also I gotta get to my dinner soon. But yes.
Let's wrap it up.
We'll wrap it up by saying, thank God you men that there's marriage, because if there wasn't marriage, we would not have been kept down for thousands of years.
Exactly.
Is that the truth?
It is.
I don't feel like it's on.
Oh, I'm not wearing headphones.
Not wearing headphones.
All right. So anyway, Izzy.
Yes.
I think it was interesting. Actually, I would like you to come on more often because, ooh, to be honest, we got three different generations going on here, different perspective, and I like it. And I like to have the back and forth with you in person, not just like, this is what I imagine you're thinking.
Yeah.
I like to clearly hear what you're thinking because a lot of the times it's not as black and white as I think you think it is.
Yeah, that's it.
And I think, I hope
isn't that just the generational divide though?
But I hope you feel the same when you speak to me as well. Like, I hope you don't look at me and you think something and you say, oh, mom is definitely like this.
I think you're a pretty middle of the road, but you know what I mean? Like, you have, like, pretty
moderate
centered opinions, I would say.
I try.
And I think that's another thing that the older generation looks at my generation and thinks, well, they're just going to be extreme left. And, like, I think most of my generation were very opinionated and very, like, concerned about getting that opinion out.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people my age just want to be included in the conversation in a way that we have mutual respect and people are actually listening to us.
But you also have to actually listen.
Yes.
Too. I think
but
that's a problem sometimes.
I think that comes from the fact that, like, my generation, we have been looked at as kids for so long and
that's every generation.
I was just going to say that. Every generation thinks that.
No, I know.
I still think my parents look at me like a kid and I know that they do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you sure?
Yeah.
I'm a grandma. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I'm pretty sure. When Papa looks at me and Aunt Amy and Uncle Jay,
sure,
he thinks we're kids.
I agree with that.
That's probably
crazy.
True. Yeah.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy, but that's okay.
That's life. But you have to, as you get into the next generation and you're not the younger generation, that's what you have to remember, is that you were that once.
Correct.
And
or
still.
That you don't like that someone's doing that to you, so don't do that to someone else.
Right.
Yeah, I try to do that. I do try to do that.
Yes.
All right. Well, Izzy, I don't know that we resolved this. We might have to have a part two.
Okay.
Well, not that there was anything to resolve. No. It's just interesting to have your point of view in the conversation.
I like to be involved in the conversation.
I agree. We can't just keep talking to ourselves. We're too alike, and it's getting pretty boring for the audience.
We have a lot of fun, though. No, that's not,
say,
that's
true. I
don't
really feel like your opinions match all the time.
No, they definitely don't, and I think we have a lot of fun.
I don't know.
They don't.
I laugh a lot.
So basically
this.
What you're saying is, never mind, I'm not invited back. Just
actually, we don't need any more strong opinions.
All right, ladies. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh.
We're out of order and we forgot insomnia, and I have an important insomnia to tell you.
Oh.
Okay. So I want you each to do it and then we'll sign off. Okay. So what's my insomnia? I have barely slept this entire week because I was in Florida. And everything with my apartment has gone wrong. And you can't imagine the details that I can think of when I'm about to fall. No, I've been falling asleep, okay, because I'm dead exhausted. 318, that's my number. I wake up and I'm like, wait, you have to stay here. So I wake up and all of a sudden I'm like, the sconces are too low. I'm going to bump my head when I walk by them.
God.
I'm like, I can't even think of all the things I have thought of. But this week I had a really special insomnia. I woke up, I started to think, and what did I think about, Perry? You're taking Vienna to the doctor for shots.
God.
And do you have baby Tylenol? Because you got to give the baby Tylenol before you take her to go get shots. And this was on my mind for hours because I didn't want to wake up and forget to tell you that
you
need.
Do you have a journal next year?
I do. And then I didn't because I was down the shore. And then I started writing on my phone,
that's
which
fine.
Lights
yeah.
up. No, but it lights up and it's terrible. And last night I tried to put on your sounds. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, it was extremely irritating.
Oh, God.
And
you have to find a good one.
So baby Tylenol, do you have it?
No.
Okay.
Get some baby Tylenol before your doctor's appointment.
It's so funny. I actually heard this. Wait, let me just ask you this, too, while we're on the topic of her, because I had another question, which was, we had friends tell the doctor, not for this round, because Jen said it was okay because she's here helping us, but for the next round of shots when she needs her booster shots at 2 months, not to do all the shots at once because they get very irritated and also they're very, very sore. And if you put a shot in every limb that they have, they're going to be screaming nonstop, and to break up the shots so it's 2 and 2.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think,
you know what I have
we've
to say
got it
that?
All over with that one shot. Yeah.
All right. Your response to that is man up.
Man up.
Yeah, I think we did it all, got it done. They're together. They're in a bundle.
I was kidding.
It's like a bundle of like 3 shots in one.
Just like, I think that's my first core memory actually is getting those shots all at once.
Izzy.
Screaming.
All right. Anybody else with insomnia or did I cover it?
I had a scary dream.
I mean, I had it, but I don't really want to talk about it.
So, all right. We ready for our breath?
Breath.
Yeah, we do a deep breath at the end just to get out of this hyper energy and to get into a more relaxed space.
We have a system here.
I'm sorry.
Okay, you're going to come on the show as our guest.
My God.
Do your research.
Mm. Listen to our episodes, please. I can't listen to it. It's too meta for me. It's breaking the fourth wall. I can't listen.
I actually fully understand that.
I can't.
I try to listen to these back sometimes, like a couple weeks after, and I'm like, I don't know that this is for me to listen
to. Yeah, I can't
to.
Listen.
Oh, I love listening to it. I love it. I love it. All right, ready?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Izzy.
I wish I had a little.
Love you.
Love you.